WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order today aimed at eliminating the Education Department. The concern for many is the funds it disperses. Natalie Brand reports.
It's estimated federal funding makes up just 10 to 14% of K-12 education, but critics of the Trump policy still worry about the potential impacts to the most vulnerable children.
Israel has continued its strikes in Gaza. Hamas launched 3 rockets at Israel. That was the first such attack since the end of the ceasefire. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
The president has made it very clear that he wants all of those hostages to come home, and he fully supports Israel and the IDF and the actions that they've taken in recent days.
Gaza officials say 600 Palestinians have been killed since Tuesday. The head of the UN Refugee Agency has informed his staff that there will be significant job cuts. That's partly due to the U.S. freeze on foreign assistance. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. They weren't all being tested before. Now all schools will get a swab. The Milwaukee Health Department says they're launching a lead testing initiative for all Milwaukee public school buildings. It follows the discovery of hazardous lead levels in multiple schools. 3 schools are closed this week for remediation. There are free lead level testing events. Find out where at WAUKradio.com. Something new for Northridge was a topic yesterday. A community meeting was held to discuss the future of the former Northridge Mall site, with attendees exploring potential development options for the 58-acre area. The aim was to gather input on how to revitalize that site. It's been vacant since 2003. Ideas bandied about included new housing, businesses, and recreational spaces. In a party-line vote, the State Assembly approved a bill that would compel county sheriffs to work with federal immigration authorities. If they didn't, they'd lose state funding. The measure, which Governor Tony Evers has pledged to veto, requires those locked up to provide proof of U.S. citizenship. There's an occupational action in Oshkosh. Lisa Hale has more.
About 90 United Auto Workers Local 291 members in Oshkosh are on strike over an expired contract with Cummins. Ryan Compton, the UAW Local 291 president, said the workers' contract with the company expired on January 29th, and attempts to schedule negotiations have been less than fruitful.
We have filed an unfair labor practice against the company. Our agreement was up the 29th of January. We're at a disagreement about a couple proposals. Man, we want to get them to the table and take this seriously.
The company has offered April 22nd as its next date for contract negotiations or a virtual meeting on April 1st.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers beat the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Chicago White Sox. Spring training wrapping up this weekend. Opening day a week from today when the crew opens the season in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today in Denver. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette is in Cleveland where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night. Game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. You know, there's a lot of different things around it. Being able to normalize that feeling and understand that we've been here before, it still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there, and we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Do you live your life in fear, man? Republicans continue to lead people to believe the boogeyman's coming to get you. It's those immigrants. It's people of color. They're coming to get your babies. Never mind. You live in River Hills, where there's very little crime, if any. What are you afraid of, man? Nobody's coming to get you. And yet, people buy into that foolishness.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. T. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Alba, along with our outstanding engineer and producer, Mr. Aaron Zommerns. It is Thursday, the 20th of March, 2025. It is a great day to be in Wisconsinite. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. As Terry Barr said there at the top of the show, we are here in our beautiful studios at WRCE in Richland Center. Zommerns is back at the world headquarters in downtown Madison because, Mr. Zommerns, we are getting an upgrade, a little redo, a little recombobulation. Is that too far? Recombobulating the studios back in Madison.
I would say that's accurate. I would say they at times have been discombobulated, but now it already looks better. We've got a big table in there, and right now that's all, but it's a big complicated table, so it took a while to put that together.
It'll all be very, very nice by Monday. We thank our great engineering team, all the folks who are working on that back in Madison, but we're always happy to be here. Many thanks to the general manager of WRCE in Richland Center, Phil Nee, who will be on the program with us tomorrow, talking about some of the things that are happening here at Richland Center and about his great program on Saturday night called Those Were the Days, a great oldies call-in program, one of the few really true call-in shows left. And he actually plays a little vinyl now and again as well on that show. So I'm looking forward to having Phil with us tomorrow. Coming up a little bit later this hour today, we're going to have the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Mr. Ben Wickler, will be here just after the news at the bottom of the hour discussing the April 1st election. That's right. It's coming up already. No joke, on April 1st. And early voting is now underway across the state of Wisconsin. You can find out where your polling place is and how to register online by going to myvotewi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Not say the dot. Sorry. Thank you. Myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. It's really not that complicated, Todd. Myvote.wi.gov. Be a voter. Have a plan to be a voter. Of course, you can also vote in person if you would like to. Polls open on Tuesday, April 1st at 7 a.m. and close on that evening at 8 p.m. Remember, you can register at the polls on Election Day, but why not do it ahead of time? Get your vote banked, as they say, and in there and counted. You can early vote now across the state of Wisconsin. Of course, big races for Wisconsin State Supreme Court and the Department of Public Instruction, among others. We'll talk to Chairman Winkler about all of that and more at the bottom of the hour. NCAA men's basketball tournament going on right now across America, and in particular on some of our stations over the air. WRCE here in Richland Center, WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK up in beautiful Amory. If you're in those communities, you can hear the game over the air right now on your radio. However, due to NCAA rules, we are not allowed to stream it on the app as per usual. But we're glad you are joining us here. Maybe do what I'm doing right now, which is talking to you and doing the show, but occasionally checking in on my phone here on the scores. Badgers have looked a little, I can tell you just by tuning in a little bit here during our commercial breaks, Badgers a bit discombobulated. But maybe Dan Schaefer is out there, Zomers. I don't know, because they're starting to get recombobulated here. Right now, Wisconsin leads 34-27 in the first half. 34-27. Number 3, Wisconsin, 34. Number 14, Montana, 27.
Not a tremendous lead, but a lead nonetheless.
Yes, not a tremendous lead. And this is what's worried me, understand. Because the Grizzlies, they're in Montana at a higher altitude. And they're playing in Denver, a higher altitude. The Badgers are coming off of this, you know, 4 games in 4 days thing in the Big Ten tournament. And then they got to fly from Wisconsin out to a higher altitude. And Brady Ewing was telling us before or just after his segment there in the first half hour that the Badgers apparently incorporated a hyperbaric chamber in order to, I'm not making this up. They did some hyperbaric chamber stuff to help them with their breathing or something.
Interesting.
We'll see if it pays off. It's now 36-27. Wisconsin leads Montana with 2:55 left in the first half. So we'll keep you apprised of that. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Yes, time once again for What's Worse. No prizes to give away, no money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations in the Civic Media News, Sports, and Talk Network all across the state of Wisconsin. Every media market, there's no better way to have your message, your voice, your company heard than by advertising with us here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Find out how by going to civicmedia.us, and you can find out how. Now, remember, we said this before the first hour. Starting on Monday, we will have prizes to give away, another text-to-win contest, Fling Into Spring. Now, what's it called? I'm not sure. I forget the name of it. It's some cool name. But text to win, and the grand prize is a Verlo mattress, which is fantastic.
It you is. Also win a, break into it? Spring, by the way. Just like break in the new
not
mattress.
Spring, not there you break in the new
sleep
mattress.
Sleep on it.
I like that. Sleep on it. Absolutely. It's not spring break. It's break into spring. That's fantastic. And so you can win $100 or chances to win $100 every day. There's chances to win a great Chula Vista getaway in Wisconsin Dells at the resort there. And also a chance to win some club level seats for the Milwaukee Brewers. Tune in starting at 7 o'clock on Monday on Civic Media and be here every day for your best chance to win at 1 o'clock every afternoon. I'm not sure if it's your best chance to win. It's a chance to win at 1 o'clock every afternoon with us. Looking forward to that in nervous anticipation. But here now, and this is timely indeed, we talked to Brady Ewing in hour number one about how much money is bet on the NCAA tournament. Now, I do not have any money to bet. I have no money on the line. The office pool, we don't pay in money. It's just we're in this pool. Or contest, whatever you want to call it. And then the top couple of people get a nice gift certificate, which is very cool. Our own Phil Nee here at Richland Center was one of the winners, along with our advertising sales director, Chris Morrow. So those guys know a lot about basketball, or at least got lucky, and they won some nice gift cards. But a lot of people bet money this time of year. So here now, what's worse today? What's worse, casinos or the lottery? Casinos or the lottery? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And Zomers, I'm back in, I'm back in the StreamYard here, so I can see if you put in the calls there in the old StreamYard chat.
Sounds
but
good.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Casinos or the lottery? Any thoughts on that, Zomers?
That is a difficult one because, you know, both of them, you're probably not going to win anything. Both of them are in, like, insidiously designed to extract as much money as possible from you. But I feel like, right? I feel like casinos, you can at least make a trip out of it and have more fun. But I've never been to a casino, so it's hard to say.
You've never been to a casino? Really?
Never been That's to a casino.
I haven't been to a lot, but I've been to some. And I always looked at it as, you know, I'll take my $20 or whatever it is, and that's my spending money, my entertainment, and when it's gone, it's gone. And I think that's fine. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people with addiction issues out there, and they just can't stop. And that's when people get into real trouble. Sarah, listening on WGBW, our great station in Green Bay, says casinos are evil. Whoa, there is a take for you. A listener in WAUK, when we ask casinos or the lottery, what's worse? Casinos, they control the environment to compel you to gamble.
This is true.
There you go. Some of this stuff, like out in Vegas, is very technical. The lights, they pump in certain smells, the music that they have, it's all designed to keep you there.
Yep. The temperature, the fact that there's no windows, mm-hmm. so you don't know what time it is.
What's worse, casinos or the lottery? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call if you like. What's worse, casinos or the lottery? I don't know. Like I don't do either one that often. Now, like when the big lotteries, the Powerball, whatever, gets up to like $700 million, I'll buy it like a couple of tickets, $4 or whatever, because I think, well, you know, you can't, you know, it just gives you something to talk about, right?
Especially if you have $4 to spare, there are worse ways to spend $4.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. I think, you know, well, you know, it allows you to daydream a little bit, a little vacation, a $4 vacation, and see what happens. But I don't buy it. Like, I'm not buying tickets every week, or I'm not a big scratch off person or anything like that. And casinos, like I said, I went in college when I went to UW-Platteville, we went down to East Dubuque to the boat. And when I said, I take my $20-$25 and that was it. I've been to Vegas a couple of times and I'm not a big Vegas person. I guess in fairness, like I've never done the shows and I think I would enjoy that, like the performances, but just the big casinos to gamble, not really my thing. Now the Wisconsin casinos, I've been to a couple of those, like Ho-Chunk and Oneida and Red Cliff, and they're actually the one, in my view, in my personal opinion, not that I've been to a lot of them, but the nicest casino that I've ever been in is Red Cliff up above Bayfield up there, the casino up there. It's beautiful, and you can look out onto the lake in part of it on Lake Superior. They have a beautiful hotel. They have campsites there. It's actually really nice, and I think it's no smoking. They have some really good food as well.
I also wonder, like,
chill, look at the lake.
How loud are the casinos in Wisconsin that you've been to?
I haven't been to a lot, but I mean, the ones I've been to weren't like overly noisy. But here's the thing: I was a slot guy, so you put your nickel in or your quarter or whatever it is, and you pull the slot. And then you'd get like a couple other quarters or a couple other nickels or whatever. And I liked the sound. Now they've taken the lever away and the actual coins, and it's just all like a computer game.
Yes, that's one of the reasons I haven't been to casinos, is because I feel like the coolest thing to experience would be pulling the lever, and now you can't do that.
Exactly. What's worse, casinos or the lottery? 855-752-4842. Come on back. It's the Town Hall Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
the 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAUK.
They lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now past the hour, 1 o'clock on Thursday the 20th. By the way, it's the first day of spring. We'll talk a little bit about that later as well. We are live here at WRCE, the studios in Richland Center, Wisconsin of Civic Media, while our home studio where Mr. Zobbers is getting a little makeover. Dan Schaefer's in charge. He's going to recombobulate our studios back home. So looking forward to that.
I think that may be news to him, but...
Halftime of the Wisconsin-Montana game as third-seeded Wisconsin leads 14th-seeded Montana by a score of 40-32. Wisconsin 40, Montana 32 at the half. It is all but all over as Creighton is leading Louisville by a score of 83-71. Louisville has come back and tried to make a game of it, but a little over a minute left as it looks like Louisville will lose to Creighton, number nine beating number eight there. Also, this is very interesting indeed. In the second half, and Purdue is leading High Point, number four seeded, Purdue, leading 13th-seeded High Point 56-50. Purdue only a 6-point lead on High Point with a little over 9 minutes to go in that one. And number one-seeded Houston 27, SIU Edwardsville 9, with about 9 minutes to go in the first half there. Again, Wisconsin leads Montana by a score of 40-32 at the half. You can listen to that Badger game on select stations in Civic Media land over the air. We're not able to stream it, but if you're in Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory, you can hear those games over the air. That game, I should say, the Wisconsin game. Let's go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Talking about a couple of things right now. We're right in the middle of what's worse today. What's worse, casinos or the lottery? And also a little bit earlier was talking about the fact that today was Mr. Rogers' birthday. Fred Rogers of the incomparable Mr. Rogers neighborhood, Los Angeles we go, and L.A. Tom. L.A., you want to talk a little bit about Fred Rogers. What do you have?
Yeah, so Todd, there's something kind of hate to take Luke's stuff here, but grinding my gears. Okay. And that is that people keep saying and throwing around words like far left and left liberal. I'm just trying to figure out, no one gives examples of what they mean when they say far left or middle of the road, or I kind of think I know what right means. Right to me is more corporate. But like I said, these words get thrown around a lot. And I think there's a misconception out there that the Democratic Party is solely focused on like LGBTQ plus rights, which is further from the truth. I don't think Kamala Harris ever mentioned LGBTQ plus in any of her speeches. She talked about a $50,000 break on people's homes, first-time home buyers. She talked about businesses having, you know, different things like this that were policy ideas. But when the Republicans are constantly, they're the ones that are obsessed with LGBTQ plus rights or LGBTQ plus, because every commercial that they have, you would think that that is the only policy that progressives talk about. And I, like I said, I'm getting tired of the fact that people saying, oh, these far left, you know, Democrats are really focused on the far left agenda. What's that? Medicare, Social Security, strengthening it? Because that to me is what far left means. Now, I wanted to ask you, because I know that you were conservative, or you are. And, you know, again, there's social issues, there's financial different things. But my sister even said the other day, she said, I am a middle-of-the-road independent. And I go, what do you mean by middle-of-the-road independent? Because the pendulum has shifted so far. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and were probably more right of Eisenhower, even. So can you help me with this? Because it really, really bothers me that people can just throw things out like this, and they don't really explain what.
We can talk. I mean, we'll talk more about this after the break with Ben Wickler, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, who's going to join us. I thought we were talking about Fred Rogers, Tom. That's why I went to your call. I think, well, number one, I was a member, for those that don't know, of the Republican Party up until 2011 when I left the party, and I voted Democratic ever since, just because I think that's the only major party left that truly believes in action and deed in democracy, a small d. I think that the labels get thrown around. I think to a point you're correct, loosey-goosey, but I also think it depends on an individual's perception of what those things might mean something different to other people. I mean, to me, when I say far left, it's people we have a small number, I would say, but we have five, six members of the Wisconsin State Legislature who are Democrats, who spent a lot of time, in my opinion, trying to be federal Congress people. You know, there's nothing that the State Assembly or Senate can do on Palestine or Gaza, but yet they want to go out and make that a key issue. It's fine to speak out on it, but not to be using that as your main calling card for a lot of these things. When Kamala Harris came to Wisconsin and was talking about kitchen table issues, they were interrupting her and saying, you know, from the river to the sea, an anti-Semitic tribe, anti-Semitic slogan, and shouting her down. To me, that is the extreme left. If you can't support Kamala Harris, a viable candidate who could have won for Democrats, then that to me is far left. And those folks that, and part of that, much of that group, also in Dearborn, Michigan, who said, we're not going to vote in this election because we want to send a message to Kamala Harris. The same people that voted for Jill Stein in 2016. Hillary Clinton needs to be sent a message. 23,000 people in Wisconsin voted for Jill Stein. Donald Trump won Wisconsin by approximately 23,000 votes. So to me, that is the far left. They're not pragmatic. They don't really care about winning elections. They'd rather lose and be right, in their opinion, than actually be pragmatic and win elections. That went off the rails a little bit, but we'll try to get back on the rails when we come back. Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, joins us. Stay tuned. We're live from Richland Center on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With only 2 weeks before voters head to the polls, the two candidates trying to be the state's top educational official met for a forum last night. There were differing visions for Wisconsin's public education system. Incumbent Jill Underle and challenger Brittany Kinzer disagreed starkly on where Wisconsin schools are right now. Underle, who's been state superintendent since 2021, pointed to different successes during her tenure.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real.
Kinzer said she's running to restore educational standards and pledged to work with parents, increase transparency, and to make sure money got into classrooms.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
The candidates disagreed on a range of issues, from teacher pay, special education funding, and equity and inclusion efforts. Early in-person voting is underway. You can find out more at myvote.wi.gov. According to a report on CBS 58, Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on 2 of their Racine County sites. Company officials tell the TV station the rest of the $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant is still on track. The first phase is scheduled for completion in 2026. The company says they need to reevaluate the market before moving ahead. It's big business on a Great Lake. The Great Lakes cruise industry is set to make a $230 million economic impact this year. That's up 15% from last year. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well cast, well acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son, who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there, and we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Poquette.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mary Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless they start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Eager to stay updated on the latest happenings around you? Join me and my guest host, Sandy Williams, tomorrow as we dive into this week's events.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Welcome back to the the Todd Lawball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this first day of spring. It is Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Glad to be with you on location at WRCE in Richland Center, the old hometown, while our home studio back in Madison gets a little refresh. Zomers is back there. By the way, Wisconsin Badgers are at halftime right now in their first round game of the NCAA. They lead the Montana Grizzlies by a score of 40-32. Again, it's Wisconsin 40, Montana 32 at halftime right now. You can hear those games on select stations. The second half across Wisconsin and Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids and Amory. We're not allowed to stream it, so you have to listen to it on the air. But the game is not resumed. It is a perfect time to talk about politics during halftime of the game. And for that, we are joined live via StreamYard by the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. Chairman Wickler, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for coming.
Great to be with you. This is 12 days out from the biggest election in the first two-thirds of the year in the country. Certainly the biggest in Wisconsin and in the middle of the game. A lot going on.
You know, lots going on indeed. You know, Wisconsin, if they lose and they go home, and it occurs to me in this race coming up on April 1st, no joking, folks, there is an election on April 1st. For a lot of folks in Wisconsin, again, explain to folks why this race is so important in terms of the lasting effects until the next game-changing Supreme Court justice. This one, you know, we lose this one. We, in terms, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but independent, but we, the people of Wisconsin, if this one goes the wrong way, it is kind of go home on a lot of these issues.
It's a huge deal because whoever wins casts the deciding vote in 4-3, you know, tight decisions in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And there's a lot of 4-3 decisions. We're awaiting decisions on issues like whether the pre-Civil War abortion ban from 1849 goes into effect in the state of Wisconsin, or whether there's a constitutional right to be able to access abortion care. Decisions about Act 10 and workers' rights and whether public sector workers have the right to organize. This is also a Supreme Court that ruled 4-3 against overturning the presidential election. So if we get a redux and we have a MAGA majority in the Supreme Court, there's real questions around whether elections will be overturned and legitimate ballots thrown out. And all this is coming to a head because Brad Schimmel, the Republican-backed candidate, he's running to be, as he put it, Trump's support network. He's saying Trump keeps losing in courts, which I'd say is because Trump keeps breaking the law. He wants to give him a get out of jail free card. And same thing apparently for Elon Musk, who's now put $13.2 million into the election. And on the other side, you have Susan Crawford, who is someone, you know, she represented Planned Parenthood in court when she was in private practice in a case called Planned Parenthood versus Brad Schimmel. But she's somebody who will just apply the law and the Constitution. And that's all any of us should want. You don't want a MAGA thumb on the scale or any other thumb. You want justices who actually, you know, do the job and think about what it is that the law and the Constitution require.
You bring up this, I would call what Schimmel is talking about here as an activist judge. And back in the days when I used to be Republican, I left in 2011, but back in the days when I was part of that party, Republicans used to fight against activist judges. They say, we want judges that interpret the law, the Constitution as it's written. And now it seems in 2025 that is completely reversed, where now you have, I mean, I've got a piece here in front of me right now. I was in Shawano with my dad and stepmom's over the weekend, where Republicans are putting stuff out with Donald Trump, holding up here to the camera for those watching on the StreamYard, putting Trump's face right on there. It says President Trump is winning for our country. And it says liberal judges across the country are trying to stop them. Vote April 1st for Brad Schimmel to keep President Trump's agenda moving forward. I mean, I don't see how more closely you can be in bed with someone other than that. That seems against the grain of what the Republican Party used to stand for.
100%. And Schimmel is like tripling down on this stuff. He posed in front of a 20-foot tall inflatable Trump statue. He's doing events with Donald Trump Jr. This is full MAGA. And Elon Musk's organization, but Musk has poured, you know, more than any donor has ever given in a Wisconsin Supreme Court election into helping Brad Schimmel in this race. Elon Musk's group put out a memo today saying that Schimmel should embrace MAGA even harder. And it's, you know, I can only assume that he's going to do that. This is like advertising nakedly that you're going to take one side or the other in what is supposed to be a nonpartisan court that's supposed to be a check or balance against an out-of-control executive branch if that ever should happen. It is really a defiance of the basic idea of a constitutional democracy. You know, people fight and die for American freedom on the basis that you swear an oath in this country to the Constitution, not to a king. It is not to one person. It is to the American system of government, the American idea. That's what the flag is supposed to stand for. And Trump and Schimmel and Musk, they're trying to impeach judges that are getting in their way. They're just like trying to run completely out of control and trample the basic idea of American democracy. And that to me is a cause for alarm. It's also a reason why it's so critical to vote in this election, because this is our one chance to win and say that we've had enough. And the whole country is watching to see whether we've had enough or whether this kind of extremism is going to be embraced in states like Wisconsin, in which case it'll continue.
We're talking to Ben Wickler, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Mr. Chairman, keep me honest. I've talked about this on the show for a little while about part of what you just said. I agree. I think that Republicans want this to be a referendum on Donald Trump and to maybe a lesser degree Elon Musk, but certainly for Donald Trump. My concern is that there are not enough Wisconsinites yet who have felt personally, or someone that they know have felt personally, the effects of Trump's policies. And so, you know, there is a thought out there that Republicans want this to be a high turnout election, particularly in the 3rd District in Western Wisconsin, to get Trump voters who may not normally vote in the spring election out on April 1st. And that is going to propel Brad Schimmel onto the Supreme Court. Is there anything to that, in your opinion?
That's the Republican strategy. It is very, very simple and direct. They want this to be, they want the equivalent of Trump on the ballot so they can get people who support Trump, voted for Trump, don't vote normally in midterms or Supreme Court races to turn out. And the question for everyone who does not think that our state's highest court should be in the tank for whatever law that, you know, Trump and Musk want to break, and Musk, by the way, appears to have broken the law in this campaign by spending money through an organization that didn't file their campaign disclosure forms. If you don't think that we should just let Trump get away with whatever he wants, then it's important to have turnout on the other side too. If you poll Wisconsinites right now, poll nationally, Trump is actually not popular. He's unpopular. He's more people who disapprove of what he's doing than support. But the critical thing is for people who are, you know, just want to turn off the news because they find it so stressful, what's happening, the attacks on Social Security, the attacks on the Veterans Administration, folks who want to tune out national news need to tune in to this race, because this race is going to have huge consequences and it'll send a message about whether we've had enough and whether we're able to fight back. If you think that our Supreme Court should be independent, if you don't think we should have an abortion ban from before the Civil War, if you don't think the Supreme Court should use a rubber stamp for Trump instead of a gavel to rule on issues, you've got to support Susan Crawford and recruit people to go to the polls, because you should assume that folks who are diehard, they want to just clear the decks for Trump to do whatever he wants, that they will vote in huge numbers, because that's exactly what Musk's millions are telling them they should do. So this is go time, and expect high turnout on both sides. We're already seeing explosive early vote numbers. We should expect this to be another nail biter like 2019 that came down to less than half a percentage point. And that means if you cast a ballot, your vote could be the one that decides the outcome of this election.
I was talking to my former boss, one of my former bosses, former Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, from Richland Center here. You know, a Republican, but he endorsed Tony Evers in his original election. And of course, he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris against Trump in the fall. So, you know, he's a guy who is still, I would say, a conservative, but he is endorsing Democrats because he believes in that they're the party that's going to help small d democracy. Here's a question for you, Chairman. What we were talking about is why aren't, I know you don't speak for the entire Democratic Party or Susan Crawford, but I guess as a person out here in Southwest Wisconsin, we all know, or you know, certainly the polling, that what Trump did in pardoning the January 6th insurrectionists is a no-brainer. It's like a 70, 80% or people are opposed to that. Derek Van Orten, the congressman out here, and Brad Schimmel is on record, his voice is on record saying he thinks the January 6th insurrection has got a raw deal. Does it concern you that Democratic candidates or Susan Crawford, who is endorsed by Democrats, isn't playing that up? I don't understand why there aren't TV ads or whatever saying Brad Schimmel is protecting insurrectionists who attacked cops. We want to back the blue. We think that people who attack cops should go to jail.
There are folks for whom this is incredibly important. And of course, it is a really important issue. And yet the folks who are most concerned about that, they're generally the people paying the most attention, who are the most likely to already have a plan to go out and vote. The people who are only kind of on the fence about whether to cast a ballot, a lot of those folks are more concerned about the possibility of a total abortion ban, because it'll go right into their lives, even if they don't want to think about politics every day, than about, you know, these kind of broader questions about democracy itself. So, you know, I think people who listen to this show are probably people who, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents like you, they care a lot about democracy, and hearing about the stakes for democracy can be really powerful. But if you're someone who just wants politics to stay out of your life, and you think, you know, maybe you think democracy is pretty broken as it is, then it's the times when politicians kind of, you know, leave the halls of power, leave the Capitol, and go and get into your bedroom and to your doctor's exam room that cause the most concern. And I think that's a lot of why you see ads on TV about abortion and about crime, Republicans, you know, and Susan Crawford making cases about public safety, because that's the kind of thing that the least political folks still think about sometimes. I do think that this additional piece about whether, you know, Elon Musk, the world's richest person, who's just destroying the Social Security Administration, wants to privatize the Postal Service, ending child cancer research, whether he should be able to come in and buy a seat for Brad Schimmel, who, there's a recording of him saying that he had to buy knee pads at Menards because he's crawling around on his knees saying, please, please, please fund my campaign. If you don't think that's how our politics should be, and certainly how our judicial system should be, I do think there's an argument that this is time to say enough is enough and vote against Brad Schimmel. But there's a bunch of issues in this race. Every one of them points to Susan Crawford instead of Schimmel. And I think your point about the insurrection is true. We don't want to pardon people who attacked police officers as they tried to, you know, trample and overturn a national election. And Brad Schimmel seems to be fine with that.
A couple of minutes left here, about two and a half minutes left, Mr. Chairman. I would love to have you back because I respect you so much. And I think that you've done for Wisconsin more than maybe anybody else recently in politics and helping get good people elected. I was deeply disappointed that the National Democrats chose someone else as the national chairman. I think you would have done a fantastic job. And that's because you listen. You travel the state and listen. And I think there's a lot of people where I'm sitting right now in rural Wisconsin who feel like they're not listened to enough, particularly from the Democratic side. As you move forward, Mr. Chairman, what can Democrats do, not just in this election, but moving forward, to connect better with voters, particularly in rural areas?
I think showing up and listening is step one. And step two is you got to act. So we've been doing town halls. We did a town hall in Sauk City. We did another one in Waukesha, another one in Eau Claire. We're listening to folks, hearing about what they're concerned about, what their fears are, what their hopes are. And then you got to go out and fight. You know, most Republicans, most Democrats, most independents, they want to be able to get healthcare when they're sick. And they think their kids should be able to do the same thing. They want to retire with dignity without Social Security phone service being shut off, as apparently Musk wants to do. And these are things where Democrats should be loud and proud and advocate, because they're what people are asking for. People are asking for Democrats to fight back and to be a shield against these kinds of attacks. And they shouldn't be cowed into fear or submission by the world's richest man, you know, flooding the zone with TV ads. These are things where most of us agree. And standing up for common sense values that most Americans hold no matter where they live, that is, I think, what a Democratic Party at its best can do. That's the tradition of fighting Bob La Follette. That's a tradition, who, you know, himself a Republican. That's something that we need to do today in the Democratic Party.
About a minute and a half left here. Time always goes fast. Chairman Wickler, is there anything I haven't asked you or we haven't talked about you want to make sure that Wisconsin knows before this April 1st election?
Well, here's the big thing. Voting is open now. You can register when you get to the polls. If you haven't registered, if you've moved, you can update your registration, bring your photo ID, bring your proof of address. Go and cast a vote for Susan Crawford. I would argue for Jill Underly, for state superintendent for another term. There are down ballot races as well in lots of parts of the state, but don't wait on this thing. There may be another snowstorm on April 1st. Recruit friends to do it. Make a list of people who you know who may or may not vote. Text through them. These elections can come down to a hair's breadth. You look at 2019, 2011 Supreme Court race, also for the majority, they came down to less than one vote per precinct across the state. So if you recruit one friend to come vote with you, that could be the margin where you are. And if we do that across the state of Wisconsin, Susan Crawford wins, democracy wins, and we have a chapter that actually brings hope to this country, which sorely needs it right now.
Ben Wickler, the DNC's loss was Wisconsin's gain. I'm glad to have you back at the helm. Glad to have you here in Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us. You're welcome anytime.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Ben Wickler, everybody, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Come on back. We'll wrap things up for Richland Center after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Your new choice. Real News. Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County, but they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then a check of weather and sports with our own Mike Clemens. Well, Clemens just does sports. But would it be great if Mike Clemens did weather as well? He'd be great. There's nothing that Mike Clemens cannot do. I'm serious about that. He's a great guy and a talented broadcaster. But no, we have a weather, and then we have a little sports with our own Mike Clemens. And then it's Maggie Dawn across Wisconsin, the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by the Dom Selvia Show and Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Another great fine program as well. A little update for you. It is Wisconsin 59 and Montana 47 now. Well, I think it was like around 12 minutes to go. So Wisconsin maintains the lead. They just went to a commercial break there on the old television. But Wisconsin continues to lead Montana in the NCAA game.
And remember, it's growing.
Lead's growing, so that's good news. Hopefully Wisconsin can move on to the next round out there in Denver. You can listen to that game live on WRCE in Richland Center, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. There is no stream, not allowed to stream the NCAA games. Let's do a little cleanup in aisle two. Lots to get to here, the last segment here before the top of the hour. Go back to the phone lines here. I know Ollie's been waiting in the North Woods. Ollie, you wanted to comment, I believe, on our what's worse today, casinos or the lottery. Do you have an opinion on what's worse, Ollie, casinos or the lottery?
Well, I've only been to the casinos a few times, and like you, I take a little bit of money, and when that's gone, I'm done. But mm-hmm. I just think that the casinos are much worse because when you get up from a stool and the next person that quickly grabs that stool sits down and wins, you have to kick yourself all night long. Whereas if you buy a lottery ticket and the next person behind you in line gets the winning lottery, you never know.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point. Is it? I've seen that before. I'm not sure if it's ever happened to me, but particularly the old slot machines where you had to pull the handle. Yeah, you'd sit there and plug it for 20 minutes and put, you know, $15, $20 worth of nickels in. You'd walk away and the next person sits down, boom, jackpot.
Yep. Yep.
That's great. I appreciate it, Ollie. Thank you so much. Have a great day up there in the North Woods. Appreciate you listening and hanging on. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio. Dale, standing by in Wausau, listening there. Dale, you wanted to bring up one of the political topics, I believe. Go ahead.
Yes. I have something to say about Social Security. Social Security is not an entitlement, as it has been called. It is a savings account. Let's call it the Social Security Savings Account, the SSSA. Mm. The Trump administration and Musk are trying to commandeer our accounts, our personal Social Security Savings Account number for our savings accounts is better known as our Social Security number. Everyone across the country has been putting money throughout our lives into our personal Social Security Savings Accounts. Mm-hmm. What the Trump administration is doing is no different than your bank zeroing out your bank savings account, telling you they are taking, i.e. stealing your savings account money because they want to build a new bank or give a big windfall to their bank president and their president's oligarchs. Yeah. Trump administration is also saying that it is a Ponzi scheme. No, it is a personal Social Security savings account, plain and simple.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Dale. No, you're right. I mean, it's something we all pay into over our course of our lives, and we've earned that right. They're called I always think of it when it's called an entitlement account. It means that we're entitled to get our money back. That's the way I look at it. But yeah, you're absolutely right that these are things that we pay into, and you expect it to be there. And again, I think a lot of the politically sexy or clickbait, as they say, things that are just outrageous, you know, whether it's attacking Greenland or whatever, that is meant to be a distraction for these direct assaults on programs that we have paid into and are entitled to, such as Social Security or Medicaid and Medicare. And the fact that Trump and Musk and the MAGA Republicans in Congress are trying to cut those in order to provide large tax breaks to the multi-billionaires, and if those folks needed any more money. But that's going to be the real grift here, the real steal, the real robbery. And that's why we have to remain vigilant as we continue on. And by the way, thank you. Many thanks to Chairman Ben Wickler for coming on the show. And there's a guy, Mr. Zomers, who doesn't mind a real question or a tough question. And, you know, he doesn't give us talking points beforehand. He just says, I'm going to come on. We're going to have a conversation. And I appreciate that about him so much.
Oh, absolutely. And, it's refreshing.
It really is refreshing. And I appreciate Chairman Wickler coming on. And to his point, that's part of why this Supreme Court race in particular matters so much on April 1st, because the courts right now are the final guardrail on democracy. If you don't like these attempts to steal money that we put into, whether it was Social Security or something else, if you're concerned that there's overreach by the executive branch or the legislative branch, that the judiciary judges, whether it's state or federal, who look at the law and interpret it directly, are vitally important. And that's why, look, like I say, I'm independent these days. But I'm voting for Susan Crawford on April 1st. You can guarantee that. Great show today. Appreciate everybody being there here, including Ben Wickler, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Brady Ewing, our own Richland Center here in former Wisconsin Badger. Mr. Zomer is doing yeoman's work down there in Madison. We'll be back here at Richland Center tomorrow. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great time. Phil Nee from Richland Center will be our guest then. Badgers are still in the lead right now. Hopefully they can pull out a win, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. We'll see you tomorrow on the Civic Media Ring Network.
a new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Trump's Agriculture Department continues to axe food programs to the tune of over $1 billion and counting. Plus, Nancy Pelosi says, don't give away anything for nothing. What did Chuck Schumer get us? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. A deadline has come and gone for the Justice Department to provide a judge with more information about last weekend's deportations. Scott McFarlane reports some of the migrants insist they are not gang members.
They're arguing these deportations were a moment of chaos on the tarmac, on the plane, that there was crying and instability on the flight, that it was putridly hot.
While President Trump dismantles the Education Department, critics like Cassie Williams of LSU insist it will be problematic for low-income students who want to go to college.
We're running backwards right now. We're making federal funding towards higher education inaccessible.
The Trump administration is considering creating a militarized buffer zone along the southern border to stop illegal crossings. Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
It does raise some legal questions, including the federal law that prohibits active-duty troops from engaging in law enforcement.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.